This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB Radio. Before the break, Devin was discussing a little WOG.
Yeah,
out a little in WOG. The
Winder.
Winder area. Discussing a little WOG. Listen, I've never heard this before. Inverted, outverted, slanted, whatever you want to call it.
Converted
volcano.
It's interesting because
I will be visiting this very, very soon. Can I just drive up to it?
No, it's fenced off, but you can see it. And you just go in. You can search for inverted volcano, Winder, Georgia.
Can I just type in WOG and see what happens?
You can type in WOG and see what happens. That's going to be the mythical beast. The WOG.
So let's. Has anybody seen this mythical beast?
Some people claim to have seen it. They have drawings of
it.
They
claim to have seen it. That's why it's mythical.
Okay.
That's right. Mythical.
Okay. Does it look like a nighttime shopper at Walmart?
Looks like half giraffe, half moose, half goat.
I've seen
it. But the last time that the inverted volcano erupted was in the late 1800s. And they say that it was they heard a kind of like an explosion and a blue fog, you know, went over the area, and it settled down like two or three inches below. But anyway, so the Indians, they would go and they would take their prisoners, and they would take them, and they would basically use them as a human sacrifice and throw them in there. And there was a lot of animals that would stay around there because they knew they wouldn't be hunted because it was a sacred place. Read about it. It's actually very interesting. I'd be interested to see what they were able to, if anybody were to excavate it, what kind of things they would find in there. I think that would be
bones.
Yeah, probably so.
People, I'm pulling it up right
but
now.
But anyway, so the this mythical beast, the Popelik monster, and it's not the licking the Pope's monster. That is evidently in Italy.
My bad. Oh.
And it's not the WOG in Winder.
Only in Rome. You know what they say, when in Rome.
Well, evidently the Popelik monster has struck again and has taken another life. Not to make light of the situation. This actually happened back this past weekend, this past Saturday night. A woman was actually looking for this mythical monster. And by the way, this mythical monster is a half man, half goat creature. And there's this really tall train trestle, you know, a bridge that spans between two mountains, and it's about 80 feet up. And what happens is people go out, and evidently this creature is said to live underneath the train trestles here.
Because that's where I would live.
Yeah, absolutely. And so people go out and look for them. They go and they go out on these tracks. And, you know, if a train is coming, it's not like there's any space between the tracks and the edge. There's no guardrail. There's nothing to where you can go. Well, this lady was looking for this monster up on top of this thing, and all of a sudden, train came. She had nowhere to go. She got hit by the train and fell 80 feet to her death. Her boyfriend did manage to survive by holding on to the side of the bridge, and he pulled himself up after the train passed. But evidently, this is not the first time that something like this has happened. Because when people get stuck on these tracks looking for this monster, so don't go looking for the Popelik monster here in Kentucky. If you want to look for the licking the Pope's monster, you can go to Rome, Italy for that one.
So maybe we shouldn't go looking for the WOG. We might find it fall into the mud cyclone.
Yeah,
or
the mud bog. Oh, that'd be awful.
I love people.
What?
I mean, listen. A couple of things come to mind. One is that was a great idea. Okay, they had a fantastic plan. They knew undoubtedly that they were going to find this mythical creature.
Oh yes.
And
some say that they actually have pictures of this beast. And if you go in, you look up the Popelik monster. You can go in, just type in Google. And look at images. You can see images of the Popelik monster that people have posted. But this young girl, she was 26 years old. She was from Dayton, Ohio. And she was struck by the Norfolk Southern train and fell 80 feet to her death.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Just another person hunting for something like Bigfoot, the Sasquatch, the Yeti, all these other wonderful creatures that are out there. That, who knows? They may exist.
Oh, they all do.
Oh yeah, just like the unicorn that poops rainbows and pees butterflies.
I've never heard of this mythical creature.
It's another mythical beast.
You sure that's not a cereal?
Yeah, that's not a cereal.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. But last but not least, some community help. So, see, these are that was kind of a sad story, but, you know.
What, the unicorn that poops rainbows is sad?
No.
The boyfriend that pushed the
girl off the train
just
so
to save himself?
And said it was a train. Right. Yeah. Ending our local, but mostly national and global, back to local news, is the cyber attacks on small businesses. Now, this does come in on a local level because, according to our federal government, police and cybersecurity and all these other type of commissions, they say that the cyber attacks on small businesses are on the rise. It's not just your blue chip corporations, your big giant corporations.
No, they jump in on payroll accounts.
Right.
Damn, Skippy. You know,
maybe
that may have what happened. Maybe
the conversation needs to be different with Bobby versus this.
Have y'all had a cyber attack lately? I don't know. But you know, here's the thing. You know, a lot of times your small businesses they don't spend the money on the infrastructure on their cybersecurity, because I mean everything that we do is online. I mean, hell, you go in, you have Square. You know, when we had the Gez Gear kiosk,
yeah.
And
I still use Square.
Yeah, Square is a great tool. But you know, people go in. You have they have their computers. They have everything else. Everything's done online now. Everything's transferred online. Well, big companies can afford good cybersecurity. Now, whether they do good cybersecurity, that's another story. But, you know, they said that the tax are on the rise for the small businesses. Why? Because they don't really put anything in for the cybersecurity. You know, mom and pop style companies, they're a lot more likely to click on a phishing scam email. Yeah. They're a lot more likely to click on these things, something that looks like something from the bank, something from the IRS. And they go in, they send you something, you go in, you put your account information in, then you go in, log into your account, and all of a sudden, all your money's gone. You know? Or you go in there and you don't have good security. Say, somebody hacks into your account and now they have all of your clients' information. If you had name, birth date, social security numbers, all this kind of stuff, now you've got to go in and say, oh, well, we've been compromised. Well, what does that mean to really be compromised? You know, somebody's gone in and has taken, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of name, date, birthday, social security numbers, all that kind of stuff. Now all those people are compromised. Now they all, and so you as the business owner are responsible for going in and setting up each of these people a identity theft program. So you go in, you have to pay for it. If the cost of it's $100 per person and you have 1,000 people that's taken, that's $100,000. As a small business owner, you've got to go out and you have to pay. Can you afford that? Most likely the answer is going to be no. Will you be put out of business? Yes, you will. So there are some steps that you can actually do to protect yourself. Number one is keep your stuff updated on your computers. Keep your stuff updated on your laptops. Keep that information, you know, update the cybersecurity. You can go in, you can get companies out there and spend $1,000, $2,000. They can come in and they can analyze your system just to make sure you have the most up-to-date firmware, up-to-date cybersecurity.
Well, they
stuff.
Said a few years ago that the number one job in, you know, in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years is going to be cybersecurity.
Well, it's
go
it's,
to school it, and learn cybersecurity because the it's going to be needed. Everybody's going to need to be able to.
Well, they go on to say in this story, and this is if you want to find the story, just search for cybersecurity. This is actually from Fox Business News. You can go to foxbusiness.com. Is actually where I pulled the story from, and they said about 1 in 5 small business owners have been a victim of cybersecurity. A victim of this types of things. And so one of the biggest things that you can actually do to also to help protect yourself outside of going in and getting an external audit for your security measures, making sure that you have the up-to-date stuff, is actually on your commercial insurance policy, plug, Ransom & Associates, Nationwide Insurance, located in Winder, Georgia. You can actually go in and you can add Cyber One liability coverage. We even have standalone cyber liability coverage. So if you don't want to go with a business owner's policy or commercial package policy, and you want to keep the one that you have somewhere else, that's fine. We have standalone cyber liability coverage as well. But this will actually give you $100,000 for computer attacks. It'll come in and give you $10,000 of coverage for loss of business, $5,000 for public relations services, you know, going in and doing the announcements and stuff like that, $5,000 for data recreation costs. There's a lot of different things that's actually built into one of these policies that can help protect you as the business owner, to help keep you from bearing the full frontal cost of this. And if you actually go in and do the whole entire package, you can even go in and get your identity theft coverage built into your policy. And the tool inside of there. It's not one of these things type of identity coverages that has absolutely no teeth. This is one. It provides $25,000 worth of reimbursement costs. Back in 2012, I was actually the victim of a form of identity theft. Somebody had actually managed to get a hold of my operating account card and got a hold of my Capital One credit cards. And I got a phone call.
Yeah, sorry about that, man.
Yeah, our apologies.
Well, I learned my lesson. I got a call from my bank at the time. They said, "Hey, are you in North Carolina?" And I said, "No, I'm not." They said, "Well, somebody just spent $2,000 at Staples, and they went over there to Office Depot to try to spend more money, and they were going to spend something else. And we, you know, it looked like it was a weird transaction because you're going to two of the same type of stores. So we just declined the card, so we want to make sure." And sure enough, somebody had managed to get all three of my cards, and I still had all three of my cards in my possession. They were in my wallet.
That's not an unusual shopping pattern. Often I've gone from one similar store to another to get a better buy on a certain piece of office equipment or something like that.
Well, so, usually you don't go in there and buy a large quantity of at something at one store and then go to another similar type of store to buy
the same large quantity.
Oh, no,
that's
else.
Unusual. Yes,
and. Simultaneously, people were spending my credit cards in New York and New Jersey with my Capital One cards. So what I had to do
What's in your wallet?
Yeah, I know. Well, I spent about 16 hours worth of time going in and putting credit freezes on my accounts, contacting the Social Security office, and putting a fraud alert with my Social Security. Had to fill out police affidavits, fill out police reports, contact all the card companies, put freezes on the bank accounts, have new cards issued, and get all this stuff. Now, luckily, the bank, you know, reimbursed the money in there, and same with the credit cards. But I spent literally hours on this. And with this, I mean, you can go in, you can actually register your credit cards, you register your bank accounts. One call, you just fill out a power of attorney form, and they will go in and they cancel everything for you. They help you fill out the affidavits. They go and do absolutely everything for you. And if you're on a trip and something like this happens to you, God forbid. I mean, if you're in another country, you're kind of screwed.
Did you ever find out who did it and how?
No, never found out who did it. They never called them. They pulled security cameras. I don't know. But
they just do it by getting your numbers.
Yeah,
that's all they. And then they go in and you know, put it on a card. They can transfer the number to a card and then just swipe it at a gas pump or something like that. Or they can do all that stuff.
But, oh yeah. Well, I mean,
we've been victims of cyber attacks on our account three different times, and each time Wells Fargo. I mean, they are really, really, really good. They call us.
Someone tried to steal my credit. It was a really cool situation. Three times it's happened to me, and each time someone's knocked on the door and given me a check for $50, said, "You're in bad shape, dude."
And that's why you should always hide your money under your mattress.
Well, you know, one of the things that I do to kind of help protect myself and the business is I run separate accounts. And I think, honestly, this is something that somebody should do in just in your personal life. If you go in and you have if you go in and you have one account that you go and you pay your bills out of, and then you actually spend your money out of that account, and you have a card attached to it, that's not something that you want to do. You want to go and have a separate account, call it a spending account, and just use a debit card based off of that. And then have the money that your mortgage, car payments, all that other kind of stuff comes out of. Don't have any type of check writing. Don't have any type of card attached to that account at all. At all. And so as you need money, you'd go in and just do an online transfer from one account to another. And, or, you know, at the beginning of the week, go in and put your money on your card. It'll help curb spending habits. But at the same time, it'll protect you from, in the event that, say, somebody does get your card number, they're not going to go in there and your mortgage tries to pull out and all of a sudden you realize there's no money in your account because somebody stole it, and keep you from mortgage bouncing and keeping all this kind of stuff. So, you know, there's simple stuff that you can do, and the bank accounts are free, that you can do to just really protect yourself. It's just really smart things for you, for your business. So that's a little PSA from the Gemini Ransom Effect and Ransom Associates Insurance Agency. So there you go.
Is local news, but mostly national news.
Back did? To local? Yeah, it's dead.
It's dead?
Dead.
Well, say it.
We did. We did.
We done did.
So before we move to sports, do you want to go ahead and start the tech talk with D? The TT with D?
No, we can.
I say we're going into sports.
Yeah. I say we do that. I say that's the way it should be.
Going into sports.
Going on in now.
Don't get that started over there.
Going up in there now.
I say one thing. If we're going into sports. The Braves are the new Indians.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports. Because he's a good guy at sports.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Yes, sports.
Sports is dead.
Done.
I tell you what, we're having the best, well-organized show I have ever seen. Hey, before you get into your sports stories, I want to do a local one. Can I do the local one first?
Please do.
Okay.
Wait a minute. We're almost into the third segment. Yeah. Can I get the show outline?
Yes, we'll give it to you right now.
When we're done, we'll give it to you.
When we're done. So that was not nice, but very well played. So senior night at BCA the other night.
Mm. What's BCA?
Bethlehem Christian Academy.
Yeah, I'm aware, but maybe some of our listeners might
not
know.
They're stupid.
Hey. I didn't say that.
And they're not local.
And they're not local.
Send complaints to care of Action Jackson.
Okay. Yes, go ahead. Send them to me. So BCA had senior night, and they've had a great baseball program since they started that several years ago. One of the seniors on that team, Jacob Parker, playing in their last game, got up to bat. They were down and hit a 2-run walk-off homer to win the game. 6'8". 6'8" senior signed with Georgia Southern.
It's a big boy. He recently pitched a no hitter too.
Yeah. Weeks ago. I didn't know that.
Speaking of that team, a junior, Brady Stewart, infielder, hit a grand slam this week against Holy Spirit Prep.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
Well, you know what's incredible about it is that, you know, a lot of people say, well, you in order to have a great, successful program, you got to be in these 5A, 6A schools where you have the masses of people to choose between, so you have the best talent. And you know what? It's not always that way. You can go out. It's all about coaching. It's all about coaching. You got to have kids that are talented, yes. But you got to be able to invest the time in them. And it's paid off dividends for BCA, and they've won a couple national championships. Region championships over there, so state championships, all that good stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Championships.
They won
some championships.
They won the World Series.
They won
the
World Series 4 years in a row. 17.
We gotta take a break, man.
Rings. All right.
Gosh.
Ramble on.
Get
the damn gun back out.
Oh, go ahead. Let's take a break. Come back and do it all over again.
Okay, we'll get back to sports. You've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM. WJB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.